possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
What are you doing?
Oh, just watching for some weird reason. Danny Parkins is here hitting on Meredith in the other room.
Why?
I don't know what he's doing over there.
What are you doing?
He's hugging Meredith. I'm ready. I'm ready for our
ready
segment.
Ready for what?
You ready?
Stop it. There's a guy who sent an email that said, hey, we have a prep. That means, you know, prepare. We have a prep service. And I said, Bam Bam, if you want it, just get it. So he got it, and all it is surveys, and that's all you've been doing for the last week. It's not slim, fast surveys. It's this dickhead who emails you his surveys.
Slim, fast surveys.
All right, what do you hate spending money on the most? What do you hate? You got to write a check or pay a bill online or
Valtrex.
Give someone money. What Valtrex. Should be happy it exists.
I hate spending it.
I'll tell you what people hate spending,
what I did.
Spending money on
with
the
who
most.
I did it with. In the elevator at work.
Meredith used to have to pay cash for hers until she got insurance.
Bam, now it's just a $20 copay.
Covered. And she gets a coupon if she buys the name brand, and then it's like free.
Nice, all right.
Nice. Thank you, Valtrex. Number 10, most hated things people hate spending money on, the dentist. And I know a lot of people who don't have dental insurance, so they got to pay $160 or whatever just to get their teeth cleaned. And
right.
Then, God forbid, they have a cavity or a root canal.
Yeah.
God, I lived with a guy who just constantly spent money at the dentist because his teeth were falling out, and he didn't have insurance, so he just spent all his money on the dentist. Number 9, car insurance. No fun to pay for car insurance, I guess. Number 8, work clothes. I wouldn't know because we don't really wear work clothes around here, but I guess if you're in sales and you got to buy a new tie, you don't like spending money on something you're only going to wear to work. Number 7, paying the bills, utility bills. Now, this is where it gets weird. That's obvious. This is where it gets weird. Number 6.
Stop. I don't even know what we're doing. It doesn't get weird.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't get weird. And, here's something that doesn't get interesting.
Bachelor?
Not only does it not get weird, it doesn't get interesting.
You're ruining the whole thing. Can we get some energy back here?
Slim Fast Survey.
All right. Things people hate spending their money on the most. Top 6 things. Number 6.
Jesus Christ.
Bachelor and bachelorette parties.
People hate spending money on those?
I guess it does suck because you got to buy the strippers and they cost like $600 and it's not your party and
invite your father-in-law. He doesn't mind spending money on those things.
Good to know, though.
Yeah. Old Pops over there. He's
always come through for you on the naked ladies.
Right.
Pay for it.
You got to share. Well, he's thrown around a credit card.
Yeah, he's thrown around a credit card.
Anybody
no
take
one
credit,
had a credit
cards?
Card machine? Exactly.
How about a check? Anybody want a personal check?
Did your friend write a check?
He tried to write a check to a prostitute. Yes. Well, to a stripper.
Oh, father-in-law tried putting it on his card.
Tried writing a personal check to Sonny. I don't know how you write a check to someone who doesn't have a last name, but he
That's
tried.
Awesome.
He tried. Number 5, retirement. Number 4, birth control. Paying for birth control, which Meredith also has to pay for out of pocket every month. Or you did, right? Until Obamacare came around. But you had to pay. I don't know what it costs. What does it cost? Like $35 a month?
Yeah.
For birth control?
Standard.
Number 3, buying wedding presents for other people. Number 2, spending money on your own wedding. And number 1, buying gifts for your significant other. That's what people hate spending money on the most. Is their significant other.
I don't agree.
They hate it more than going to the dentist, buying their significant other a gift.
That segment sucks.
Well, you know, you could contribute something.
How am I going to contribute something?
Well, we could discuss.
Laszlo doesn't care.
We could discuss whether or not you like buying things for each other.
Here's the card.
What do you hate spending money on? What do you like spending money on? What do you hate spending money on? Anything on that list ring true for you?
No.
Slim Fast Survey.
What do we got coming
up?
Hey,
what do you guys hate spending money on? Anything?
Who the hell are these people?
Hi, how are you?
Looking good to see you. Right, look at you, Kansas City. What up?
They can hear us out there too.
I know my radio's
a bit
on.
Of a delay. Oh,
don't leave, girly.
Careful. I think that was her man.
That big fella. That's a big old boy.
Kick our ass.
Anyway, there was people outside the window. That's.
No, wait a second.
Why?
This.
What?
This whole segment.
Was just stupid.
No, it's stupid.
It's a waste of time. I feel like I apologize. This show wasn't free. I would apologize to people. When I was a kid, me and a friend of mine, Brian.
Oh, they're back.
No. Hello, what up? This girl, me and this friend of mine, Brian, we went around the entire neighborhood and we collected a dollar from everybody and we said, come over to our house. You're going to see a play. We're going to put on a play. And like 30 kids and their parents showed up and we didn't write the play. We didn't do anything. We just told them it was the Apple Dumpling Gang, and then we had squirt guns, and we had a squirt gun fight, and then they booed us, and my mom made us give the money back, and that's how I feel about this program. If my mom was here, she would make me pay these fine people back. She would say, you didn't do anything, you didn't write anything, you didn't complete anything, and you did not entertain these people. Now give their money back. You're a scam artist. It's a circus sideshow.
Hate that feeling.
That's what we did.
Hate that feeling.
I had to give that money back, and I suggest we do the same. People, I apologize.
I sold fortunes.
I'm sorry.
We can't give them back their 5 minutes.
I sold fortunes door to door.
I can never give you back.
Out of a bubblegum machine. I sold my neighbor a fortune. His dad came out and screamed at me. He said, I am sick of you coming over here and asking for money. Why don't you come back here with some money and buy something for my son? And I said, well, sure, your son never tries to sell anything. He's like, get out of here and give him his money back. And that really crushed my dreams, is wanting to be a door-to-door salesman. The guy, I still think about that feeling and his dad yelling at me. Why did he yell at me? I was 6 years old. I was selling fortunes door-to-door, trying to make some extra
selling
change.
Selling fortunes?
I had fortunes, and I'd write your fortune down on a piece of paper, and I'd put it in a bubblegum machine.
That is the cutest
I said,
thing ever.
By the way, it cost 2 cents, two whole pennies that this kid had to give me, and his dad comes out and screams at me and kicks me off his property. Right? I'm 6 years old.
Jesus.
Who does that? Who does that?
So
after that, I started going door to door, and I sold rocks to people out of a wagon, and I pretended like I was disabled, and I sold.
You're just a little entrepreneur.
Rocks. I just wanted to sell something, and his dad screamed at me. Would you scream at a kid like that? Were you ever screamed at by an adult, and you have that horrible memory of being screamed at, and you look at it now, you realize there was no reason for that person to scream at you. Just why would you yell at a kid? I was 6 years old. Your kid's five. I know what he looks like. I could never scream at your kid.
Right. No. Yeah.
What could your kid comes to my door and tries to sell a fortune cookie? I'm going to scream at him, tell him to get off my property? What's wrong with people?
I would hope you would scream at him, tell him to get off your property for safety issues. Like, leave! You're in the wrong part of town!
This is not a safe place!
Run! Call the police! Something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.